Stepping Stones Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another enlightening episode of our podcast. I'm Safiya, your host, and we have an extraordinary guest with us today. She's a beacon of light in the realm of psychology, a trailblazer who has dedicated her life to making quality mental health resources accessible from the comfort of home. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the CEO of At Home Psychology and the relationship space, the one and only Phoebe. Now, Phoebe isn't your average CEO. She has leveraged technology to bring counseling, therapy, and relationship coaching services right to your doorstep. Her goal, to make mental health services accessible, convenient, and most importantly, to normalize help when we need it. So buckle up, listeners, as we journey into the mind of the innovator who is revolutionizing mental health space. Phoebe, over to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here. That's a kind introduction.
So Phoebe, let's get started with your early days. Like, how did you get started with the business? How did you launch it?
It was never actually a thought. I was never a psychologist who thought I would work for myself. I quite liked the comfort of working for somebody. Until that shifted. I was working for a place and I wasn't content with some things. And I just kept thinking about freedom, what would make me happy. And so I took a really small step, actually. I just started working for myself one day a week, developed a business name. I went back to people I'd worked with. So I networked, I reached out, and then all of a sudden it just kind of built and I had a practice of 4 days a week. That was quite full.
That's nice. So yeah, I think starting off small and then figuring out how you want to grow, or even if you want to grow or not, is actually something that people should consider doing if they have the choice to do that, right? So you just network with everybody and then that's how you built your customer base?
Exactly. I just went back to some doctors who had referred me clients. I let them know they'd been happy with my work at another organization and let colleagues know, talked about it, filled up a calendar of 1 day a week. I kept my other job, I think, for a little bit. So I was always practical. I was, had that anxious part of myself. So I would never fully jump in there. I know I needed security of an income. But once I saw that it was working and it wasn't actually that risky, I just went for it.
Okay. So how long did it take for you to grow from that 1 day a week to 4 days a week?
I think it was less than 6 months, actually. It was pretty quick.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah. Typically, people tend to take a longer time to do that. But then I think that 6 months is not so bad, right?
No, not at all. It was quick. It was, yeah, probably something like that. And I can't remember because now it feels like I've been doing it forever.
So along the way, what were some key milestones that you achieved, some that you would like to share?
Having a full calendar felt really, really good. It's not, when you say key milestones, I don't actually think it's anything huge, but just the feeling that people were trusting me, referring to me, they knew my name. I think having some repeat referrals or word of mouth referrals, new referrers felt really good. So nothing huge. It was more for me like that value of the freedom, the security, working in a way that I wanted to work, that I could be myself. I didn't have to work within the restrictions of an organization. Yeah.
I think having that freedom to work for yourself rather than actually working for somewhere where you're not content and you're not doing really good. So it's always better to have your own comfort zone or have your own workplace so that you can nourish yourself as well. So I think that makes so did you start at home psychology and the relationship space both at the same time, or did you?
Not at all. No, not at all. So the relationship space is new. It's something I had been thinking about probably the past 6 months or year. Only it was quite a new idea. So at home psychology started, I think, early 2021. The relationship space I started this year, I think. this year has gone quite quickly. So the psychology part is about doing my clinical work, clients with depression, anxiety. But I've realized from doing that work, I've become so passionate about helping women have healthy relationships. And the relationship space works a little bit differently. It's more of a coaching style. It's pragmatic advice. It's women coming together in a group and working through their relationship issues. They may be relatively high functioning, professional women. They kind of have it all, but this one part of their life is missing and they want that happy, healthy relationship. So they're actually two quite separate things. But I guess the at-home psychology is still important to me. It allows me to do my individual work and my couples work, which I love. But now I've got this other arm, which is, you know, so close to my heart and is actually probably more about my own journey.
Okay, so yeah, so the relationship space is more like your new baby that you just had and you're nurturing it.
Correct. And I'm still learning about it. And yeah, I'm like an anxious, overbearing mum, you know, like it still needs a little taking care of, but it's going nicely.
So I guess then when you were working with, when you were working with your patients and you realized that there was a gap there where people actually do want to have a healthy relationship, and that is when you decided to launch that, and now that's how it's going. So how do you typically adapt to any changes in the business landscape, like new technologies coming up, people getting more glued to their screens, and then the customer behavior is changing? How do you adapt to those things?
I have always been flexible. I think that's a strength of mine. I am about meeting the client where they're at, and I think with COVID, we just had to go online. There was no other way. And so I find if you've met your client at least once, but even if you haven't, you can develop this beautiful relationship online and really get to know someone, and they could be vulnerable online. I think you're using all the same skills. So certainly doing lots of telehealth, that's a huge amount of my work. And I don't think I would have been able to bring a huge group of women together without telehealth, without things like Zoom. So I think you just have to be flexible, give it a go, really be okay with making mistakes. I think it's also just knowing what your values are. And because my values are being helpful and being authentic and being myself, I would try social media, I would do little videos. I would just get out there. And I think what I also love about this job is that you're always learning. So this, you know, new technology, actually learning to run a business has been scary, but it's been important. And I like learning. So, you know, I have that attitude that I'm a student and I'm here to learn, and it's okay.
Yeah. Actually, really very important to have that mindset that learning is important and it is a continuous journey, right? It doesn't happen one day. You can't learn it all in before launching a business. It's just that it's a growth journey that happens every time.
Exactly. And I don't want that to ever stop anyone. You don't have to actually know everything before you open the business. You can learn on the job. That's completely okay. And you have to.
It's called job training, and it goes exactly. 24/7.
All right.
Okay. So, but then, yeah, so I think a lot of it, even within your practice, like within psychology, I'm assuming that you do have some kind of learning setup, or do you have like a time setup where you learn about everything new that comes up, like new studies, new Maybe listen to podcasts. Is that how you channel your learning?
We definitely have requirements, so professional learning hours that we must meet. I have monthly supervision, so I discuss my cases. I have to still get better at carving out time for business tasks. I think sometimes I can get overly focused on, you know, the client hours and seeing the client. And so now I'm trying to see everything I do as a business activity and growing the business. It's not just seeing the clients is actually, okay, let's spend some time. Let's read this article. Let's read this book. Let's share these ideas on a blog. So I try and I'm always jiggling my calendar. And I think part of that is I have to get over the kind of fear or the mindset that I must be seeing clients all the time. I must be making money all the time. Actually, by learning, you're investing in the business.
Yeah, that is something which is very important, and to understand that there has to be like either a part of the business or a part of the time that you spend in your business that needs to go to learning, because that is, you're reinvesting in your business and reinvesting in yourself. That is how you make your services better.
Exactly.
So do you have a big team within your organization, or is it just a one person?
It's me, and I've thought about it, and I was thinking about it before speaking to you, and I think some days I feel like I can manage it all and do it all, and I like being hands-on and seeing how everything happens. And then I've heard horror stories where people hire admin and there are errors, and so maybe I don't want to let go of control. But I think that creates that experience, right? That I'm with you from beginning on this journey to the end.
So
it's me.
It's a one-stop shop. Phoebe is the name and the brains behind everything that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you keep up with, you said blog posts and social media, how, being a one person business, how do you keep up with all that? That must be a lot of work, right?
It is, absolutely. And so this idea of carving out time, and I've worked with a business coach and she helped me a lot on this idea of blocking time. And so I try and make time in my diary where it is, okay, it's developing content, it's learning about SEO, it's doing blog posts, it's, okay, I have to write letters to the doctors, that it's actually in my diary.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. It's easy to get lost. So I think I try and be kind to myself and patient, and, you know, there's this rough kind of schedule and this rough routine where I have my business tasks, I have my client hours. I've always had a weekday off, so I work 4 days a week. I think that's really important. And I try and not let the work spread, but sometimes it does. I'll be doing training or admin.
Mm-hmm. A lot. Like, I have just been thinking about SEO for this blog and the podcast, and the amount of work that it entails is...
It's huge. It's like a whole specialty. It's a whole other degree. I've learned what I can about it, and then I've got someone helping me with the kind of marketing content on the side. So, like, you know, everything's a bit of an experiment, but I'll try Google Ads at the moment. We'll kind of see how that goes. I'll play around with some things. So it's, you know, I kind of watch people online on Instagram, business coaches, people who work in marketing. If something resonates, I'm open to handing that part over, because I just know that's not my specialty, right? That's a whole other.
And then it's very involved, and that it also requires, like, it's better, instead of relearning how to reinvent the wheel, it's better to actually let people who know how to do it handle that.
Exactly. I think that's a smart business decision to hand it over to someone who knows more. Right? Yeah.
So what are the core values that drive your business and the way you talk to your customers and your clients?
So I chose the name at home with that expression, I want to make you feel at home.
Okay.
Very much like I'm heart-centered, I'm open. I think there's too much shame and stigma with mental health still, and so I will at some point often discuss my own experiences with mental health just so people don't feel so isolated, that they know that even though I don't know exactly what they've been through, I have some sense, absolutely. So to be authentic, to be real, to have a space to be yourself and to be an imperfect human being, I think that's really important. Because if I'm giving you advice, it comes from a place that I've tried it myself. And I think that's really important. So it's to be authentic, it's to be real, it's to be empowering. It's also not about, you know, I'll have some clients that I'll see longer term, but it's also about, like, I want to hand this knowledge and, you know, this healing ability over to you, and you go off into the world and take that with you. That's important.
So, actually makes a lot of sense, and I think people need to understand that they need to be real and authentic all the time, and then be able to gain some value from when they come to you. So are there any how do you think about the stigma that people have with mental health? What are some ways that we can all be compassionate about it and show some kind of affection to people who are going through that?
I think it's knowing our own vulnerability. I think most of us can't get through life without experiencing some type of traumatic event, loss, death, COVID. That was traumatic for a lot of people. It was isolating. And I think people fear telling others because they'll be shamed. And sometimes it's just that, it's a fear. Right. And once you start sharing and you start being vulnerable, you realize you're not alone. Someone else has been through something similar. So I think it's just being brave enough to have that conversation. And that's why I want to have that conversation with people and lead from that place of lived experience.
Do you have any next goals and plans that you're planning for At Home Psychology, or maybe for the relationship space?
I think it's just doing more of the work I love. Certainly At Home is ticking along nicely, and I very much love my couples therapy work at the moment. It can be challenging, stimulating, all of those things, but very, very heartwarming. So I think it's just to kind of keep a lovely client base and to do a job that I'm proud of. For the relationship space, I've just launched my women's group program, so it would be to keep launching that. One value of that is to make it accessible. So I offer a scholarship place, so to a person of color, an LGBTIQA+ person, or someone who works at a charity. So that's a really important value of mine, and I just want to keep building that. I also, maybe I'm going off track a little bit, but because mental health has become a bit sometimes less accessible to get for people here. So I think this women's group is a beautiful adjunct. If therapy is becoming expensive, you can get a good dose of treatment in a supportive space. So certainly to do more of those groups. And then I am toying with this idea of writing a book, actually, a healing book. So that's a dream that I hope the relationship space supports me to do. Yeah.
Wow, that's really, involved. And then it's
a lot.
Yeah. So you want to tell us a little bit more about this women's group that you have, just in case people are interested, they want to take a look at it?
Yes, I would love that. So that's why I decided for it to be online, because I think many people can join. That's the beauty of online. So at the moment it's in Australia, but I have women in different states in Australia. So I had this idea for a while, and then I worked with a business coach and she kind of drew the idea out of me and kind of gave me the kick that I needed to just do it, right? So like, so within a week I wrote the program. Within a month I developed all the content for the program. So it was inside of me. So because I'd had my own relationship struggles and had never felt happy, and now I'm in this happy, beautiful place, and I worked really hard on that in my own therapy and understanding my relationship patterns and, you know, why I attract certain people. So I basically put in this program everything that I learned from my own journey that I think helped me find a pretty solid, happy relationship. And so we go through understanding what your family taught you about relationships, understanding your relationship values, understanding how you receive love. Then we move into emotional maturity and red flags when dating. We look at attachment style, so how we bond and how we connect and how we can become anxious in our relationships, how we might soothe ourselves. And then the biggest part of that group is understanding what we call your inner child. So this wounded part of you from early in life that gets triggered in relationship conflict. And so we come together as a group across 7 weeks and we learn to connect with that part of ourselves, to soothe our inner child, to have a conversation with her. And I'm seeing beautiful changes in these women. They feel less ashamed of expressing themselves. They're kind of clearer when they go out on dates and what they're looking for. They are supporting each other. It's beautiful. So if you're looking for community, it's a place where women can come together and connect.
How hard was it to build that community and nurture it?
Not as hard as I expected. I think I always see these patterns in my clients. I'm like, what if you have this problem and this person has this problem and I have that problem? And so I guess I tend to attract a certain type of client. So they may have had some sessions with me. They're functioning pretty well. And so I had about 6 women in this group who were my clients, and then others were word of mouth, actually. And my networks have brought me those women, right? So it was actually just, I'm running this group. And I got really lovely feedback from my colleagues, and all of a sudden I had 11 women in a group. And at the beginning, I was like, oh my gosh, I've got no women. Is this going to happen? And then I've got 3 women. Can I do a group with 3 women? And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh my gosh, I have too many women.
That's always a good problem to have, right?
Right, exactly. It's been beautiful. Yeah.
I never knew that something as, I mean, when you are overwhelmed with something and you have a lot of nice things going on, you could say that's a good problem to have. That's a
Absolutely.
Good...
That problem I like. And because then I can think about, oh, do I make the group smaller? But it's actually been perfect. I think everyone's shared the right amount.
So you have these groups that are 7, I mean, you have this women's program that happens for 7 weeks. Is this the first one? You plan to have them every quarter, every year?
Yes. So ideally, because I've been working so hard, I'll take a break. So this year, I'll probably run it twice. Okay. So in September, and then next year, probably 3 times. We'll see how it builds. But there is a need for this service for sure. I think most of us want a happy, healthy relationship, and a lot of us aren't sure how we find that or where we get off track. Yeah.
And also with the fact that not everybody has had maybe mentors or role models of healthy relationships.
Absolutely.
So being in, they might think that something is normal because they saw that happening a generation before, but that might not be normal.
Exactly. Or it's normal then, but it's maybe not fulfilling. I think we're wanting more. Yeah.
That is, and that is a wrap on a deeply insightful episode of our podcast. A massive thank you to our guest, Phoebe, CEO of At Home Psychology and the Relationship Space. Your insights today have been truly enlightening. I hope our listeners take away as much from this discussion as I did. And for everybody, if you want to learn more about Phoebe's work, I highly recommend that you check out athomepsychology.com.au and therelationshipspace.com.au. Her platforms offer an array of mental health services aimed at providing all the support that you need. And until next time, taking care of your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Always strive to be kind to your mind. And this is your host, Safiya, signing off. Stay curious, stay inspired, and most importantly, stay compassionate. Take care.